for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, December the 24th, 1988. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Blanche Reynolds is the speaker of the evening.
I'm going to ask Linda Sutter, who's been leading the courses here, to come and say hello to us for a few minutes. And then when she gets through, I'll have Blanche harnessed up, and we'll let her close the service this evening. So, Linda, come on, daughter.
I always look forward to camp meeting. How about you? I plan my life around camp meetings. Plan my schedule around the camp meetings because I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Praise the Lord. And you know, I felt that God began speaking something to me today concerning 1989. Now, 1988 was a wonderful year for me personally. And I feel that for me personally, it was a year of new beginnings. And it was a year of a new release and thrust in the ministry. But today, I feel that God began speaking something to me, not just for me, but for the body and for some of you that are here tonight. Because I believe that 1989 is going to be a year of great separation. And that there is coming a separating that is born of the Spirit of God. You know, whenever God moves, there is always a separating. Whenever there is a birth, you know, there is a separation of that child from the mother and a new life begins. And when God, even when God moved on the face of the waters in Genesis 1, there was a separation that took place. There was a separating of the light from darkness and of the land from the land and water. There was a separating that went on because of that birth that began to take place at the creation of the world. And for God's people, there are people that have been trying to see and trying to believe for a move of God to come on an old order, and it's not going to happen that way. It has never happened that way. There is always a separating. And when I speak to you, I speak to myself as well to get prepared for the separating that is coming. And some of you, I feel it in my spirit tonight that there are some here tonight who have been, you've been asking God for guidance concerning where you should go and what you should do and who you should fellowship with. But God is going to separate and cause new order and new life to flow in the midst of some of you in the places where you are. Can you say amen to that? You know, it's not fun at the moment. It's not something that you relish at the moment when you see separation go on. But I tell you, the end result is life. You know, when a travail comes on us, and travail comes on us in the spirit, and we sense something is about to happen. At the moment, it seems like it's an insurmountable circumstance, wondering if you're ever going to come through that situation. But as that travail continues on us, it brings forth life. And Jesus said He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. And there is life being in birth in the midst of His people. A year and a half ago, 2 years, it'll soon be 2 years ago now, God spoke to my heart and said how very shortly we would begin to see that First Fruits company begin to appear on the earth. And I believe in 1989 that it's not going to be just a few of us begin to see it, but I believe that God's people all over are going to begin to see the unveiling of his sons. That the travail that has been upon you and me, we're going to begin to see in a much greater way that the result of the travail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, we pray sometimes. And we pray and we pray and we wonder if the Lord has heard or if the answer is ever going to come. Don't you feel that way? You pray and you keep on praying and saying, Lord, have you heard me? And I believe that 89 is a year where we shall see the evidence of things hoped for. That we shall see the things that we've prayed for and believed God for. That we can begin to rejoice. I was thinking about something came to my mind the other day, just last Saturday, a week ago today, when I was thinking about coming down here, and God spoke to my heart and said not to pray about it any longer, but to begin to rejoice that the answer was on the way. Praise the Lord. And I believe that wasn't for me alone, but that's for all of us. And I think we ought to just right now lift our hands and rejoice. Hallelujah. And thank God. Hallelujah. That we shall see. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I didn't expect her to be that short.
I'd like to hear some more. Hallelujah. That's good life words. There's a difference between the life word and the dead letter, isn't there? Hallelujah.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a pocket. Yeah. I'll stop and think what I had on here.
Okay. We'll ask Blanche to close the service. And whenever she gets through and we're not in that big a hurry to go home. Because we got no place to go but here.
Hallelujah.
So that's what we come for.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm
going
to put you turned on.
All right. Well, we're just praising God that we're here with you. And what an opportunity to be back at Hot Springs. And it is. It's like a homecoming. I have viewed it for the last month or so that I knew that I was coming with great expectation. God is blessed me so marvelously in this place. And I was telling someone a while ago, of all the places that I go, and we have moved many places this year, this is the only place that I know where there's balance and truth with the whole counsel of God. And the enemy would like to destroy that. And, you know, when we intercede and pray, we've spent months interceding for the staff, for the ministry here, for the call of God that's on this place. Because God is setting up His kingdom stations in this hour. And He is moving across the land, I tell you. The breath of God is felt in the earth tonight. And God is moving mightily in the midst of His body. His true ecclesia, His called out ones. Hallelujah. I want to just continue what Linda said. Excuse me. And just let's open our Bibles, 28th. Verse of the 12th chapter of Proverbs, please. It says that life is in the way of righteousness. That's in this translation, it says moral and spiritual resuscitude in every area and relation. And in its pathway, there is no death, but immortality, perpetual, eternal life. Now, Proverbs 12, 28th verse. Okay, last verse in the chapter. Let's bow our head. Father, we thank You for Your everlasting word, Your everlasting covenant, Your might, Your strength, Your power in Your children, Lord, in Your sons, hallelujah. And we thank You, Lord God, that You've called us apart and You have made us
in your likeness, formed us, shaped us in the glory of your return. And oh Lord God, you are working the finished work in this hour in your people. And we thank you for the privilege of your call, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you had us in mind before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Father, that you have chosen to write your word upon our heart. Yea, that none should be scattered, but a great gathering in this end time hour. And now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight. And in one mind and in one accord, we present our being unto you. And we ask you, O Lord God, to continue that which you have started in the midst of us. And O Lord God, be in us all that you want to be. And don't allow us, Lord, to kick against the pricks. But O Lord God, show us to us that every curse and every bloodline bondage will be put under our feet. That there will be nothing in us that needs to be tested. But that the power of your word, Rachamachaya, in the midst of your living word in this earth. O Lord God, we've come to occupy. To live in you, Lord. To remain, Lord. To stand steadfast, O Lord. To not be moved by anything in this natural realm. For, O Lord God, you have given us power and dominion and authority in every realm to be made perfect in you. And so, Lord, we stand tonight peculiar looking to the world, but mighty in your plan, Lord. Life, oh Lord, let us understand it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah now. Hold your finger right there in that I just read. Life is in the pathway of righteousness. See, while we've got to move in truth, we cannot allow ourselves to be given to flesh control. We cannot allow our being to be ravaged by the pride of mankind, our intellect, the weakness of the carnal mind that is at enmity against God. But there is a life word restored and made ready, brought forth, given unto us to bring forth truth in this end time. That the body of Christ stop living to die and begin to live to live. The world will be looking for you, but they won't find you because you have come the way of Calvary. And the illumination of the light of God, the Spirit of truth, your protection, brings us to that place in Him where life is truly realized now. What is the understanding of the dimension of life? Well, the order and rank is as Melchizedek. Melchizedek had the power of an endless and an indestructible life now. We have begun to live. Hallelujah. A spirit man, residence in the spirit, living in God. Talking big, aren't we? But that's what the word says. See now. Now, remember what they said to Paul at Mars Hill, Acts 17. Here was Paul preaching the word. And some of the Stoic and Epicurean philosophers encountered him. And they began to engage in discussion. This is the 18th verse, 17th chapter. And some said, what is this babbler with his scrap-picked learning trying to say? And others said, he seems to be an announcer of foreign deities because he preached Jesus and the resurrection. Resurrection life. Life out of death. Life with the power of an endless and an indestructible life. Immortality. The plan of God in His body coming forth in truth to all who believe and make themselves available to truth. Now, turn with me to John's, the 5th chapter, please. Jesus is speaking, 25th verse. What is this resurrection principle that Paul preached? Jesus was the firstborn of the dead. He was the firstfruits, the whole tithe, the best of God. He came forth to give that quality of life, Himself, as heirs of salvation. We have received the endowment, the inheritance of life, resurrection life, life out of death. Deliverance is making that life understanding preparation in each of us. Deliverance makes more room in you for Jesus. Hallelujah. See, now, we put on our spiritual glasses and let's begin to look. We have been born anew, beyond the reach of decay, through the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. Heirs of salvation. The power of an indestructible and an endless life. The body of Christ in this hour is in a learning place where truth must be possessed as a vital part of their being. We must bring the body forward into that glory place of divine truth so that they know the protection of God's Word and they are not weakened by the realm of death that they have been so accustomed to. It is time to take up residence in the Holy Ghost and begin to live with God and stop expecting death in everything that concerns you. I think I say that everywhere I go. And I say it because I feel my Father would have us say it so. See, we are wanting so much to see the children of God mature. Grow up, be overcomers. Come on. And we must be able to express to them this way of life that is out of death. So that in their tangible understanding, they can lay down the sense realm and the feeling realm and begin to walk in the spirit realm and know the glory of the Spirit of life and the protection of truth as the sons of God arise in the authority of the name of Jesus and command their being to His attention. This death realm has been swallowed up in victory and it's time to put this last enemy under our feet and move on in life. You see, when we can express life to the body, then they will not mind flinging away the death that they have held on to. And so there is changes being made. May seem like Paul's the Mars Hill bunch when you talk. But glory to God, the Word is life to him who is ready to live. We have done all the dying that our Father intended us to do at Calvary. We've been born anew. Hallelujah now. So Jesus was speaking, 25th verse, 5th chapter, St. John. Believe me, when I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the time is coming And it's now here when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it shall live. Now, you see, sense and reason in the natural mind of intellect cannot comprehend what has been spoken here. It is only by the Spirit and through the Spirit can you realize the Spirit life. Now, and so those who hear it shall live. You see, when we begin to seek Him and pour out before Him and cry out in pain of crisis of this natural realm which drove us to Him, hallelujah, and in the crisis of life, we begin to see that there is peace that passes understanding. And it's real. And it belongs to us, bequeathed to us from Jesus Himself, 14th chapter of St. John. And so when our peace is disturbed, we begin to search what is transpiring in our feelings, our sensory realm, that would put us in the bondage of fear, which is a quality of death. Hatred, jealousy, envy, strife, all of these belong in the death realm. Rejections, all of the weaknesses that have bruised this container with the sin principle of death that we were all born with. But there's news, hallelujah. Life is to be enjoyed. And life began at our experience of Calvary. And the more we seek Him, the more we find. And the mysteries are unfolding. And the Word has the energy of power and truth in the midst of us. And we are hungry and thirsting for righteousness. And we are filled because the Word, it always does what He sent it to do. And it is not returned unto Him void. And so in this end time hour, just like Miss Linda said, there's a life people beginning to emerge. And honey, if you're looking like the world, you better get a look in the mirror and go through some deliverance, because we're not going to look like the world. There's nothing in us that is to be compromised, and neither are we to coexist in this death realm. We have been given power and dominion and authority over it. Hallelujah now. He said there's coming a day, and it's now here, when the dead shall hear my voice and live. For even as the Father has life in Himself and is self-existent, so He has given to the Son to have life in Himself and be self-existent. And He has given Him authority and granted Him power to execute and exercise and practice judgment, because He is the Son of Man, the very Man, the Son of God. Hallelujah. God has come, and He has given us life, and that endowment of life belongs to each one of us. And it's time to lay hold and lay claim to the authority of life and to command death from your threshold, and death from your being, and death from your mind, and all of its power that it has come to disturb and to destroy and to weaken and to cause us to think in the realm of death instead of the realm of life. Now, when the life word is spoken, the body of Christ lives. Hallelujah. You can't bring someone where you haven't been. When we can teach life, then they can see the difference between life and death. Hallelujah. We stop living under our circumstances and begin to live above them. Hallelujah. I was here over the 4th of July. Everybody said, "Oh, Blanche, when I came tonight, you've lost weight." When I was here, we broke the curse of rejection off of me. I had dealt with it. It was like peeling the onion. You peel layer and layer.
I had dealt with it to a point, but I had not dealt with it to that place where I could live without that rejection experience. And so, while we were praying and working with ourselves and with the people, I prayed that prayer. I have now lost 21 pounds. I have not done anything to, you know, I've tried to leave off the sweets and I've tried to leave off the starches, but I have not changed my intake. I have eaten all that I desired to eat. But you see, that place that was controlling me is not there anymore. And so my body that the Lord commanded life into can begin to operate according to life. And I am not controlled in that area by my flesh man any longer. Thank you, Jesus. It works. Hallelujah. See, the day is now here when the dead shall hear my voice, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it shall live now. And they shall come out. Oh, well, let me read the 28th verse. Do not be surprised and wonder at this, he says. For the time is coming when all those who are in the tombs shall hear his voice now. And they shall come out. And those who have practiced doing good will come out to the resurrection of new life. And those who have done evil will be raised for judgment, raised to meet their sentence now. I used to always think that this would take place when I went to sleep with my fathers. But the more I realized the word of life, and life is now, and that I have begun to live, and the mortality principle has been bequeathed unto me, that through the blood of Jesus Christ, I have been made a new creation now. I'm not talking about your flesh man or your human container with all of its little ouches and ooches and driving impulses. I'm talking to you about your spirit man. I'm talking about where you're really supposed to be growing up and living. I'm talking to the mature, the adult, the son who is standing, the spirit man who's living in the presence of the Lord and seeking life in the Father. See, I'm speaking to your spirit that your spirit might grow up and mature and be able to practice life in everything that your container does. Let life be felt in all of your being, and let's begin to live like God intended us to live. See, now, that takes away the fear, the bloodline bondages. We know to break the curses of death. Deliverance comes to us, and in the name of Jesus, we are pulling down the strongholds of death that have occupied our being and kept us from maturing in the whole counsel of God now. Now, when those that are in the tombs, see, I view the church like the grave with the tombstones and the epitaph with that guy's name on it, reading, "Here lies Pa," or whatever the epitaph read. I view the church having the form of godliness and denying the power thereof. I view the church coming to the moment of maturity and turning around so many times and going back into Babylon, into the methods of man and the programs of death. And beloved, until the true ecclesia can preach life in that graveyard and call them up out of the tomb and speak life in the name of Jesus and deliver them out of death and call death wherever they find it and pull down the authority of death wherever it is reigning and bring such love and truth and pour out such love unto them that they could not help but embrace more Jesus. You see, when we are delivered, then we can bring deliverance. When you can't take someone where you haven't been, when we come and make ourselves available to the Lord and get honest before the Father, then we can pull down the strongholds of the death realm and begin to speak life in everything that concerns us and to everyone whose pathway crosses us. Now, he said, and they'll come out. Those who have practiced doing good. And we're seeing that, see, you can't be double-minded in this hour. You can't compromise the Word of God. You can't let your flesh control you when nobody's looking. And you think, or it thinks it can get away with it, see. The church, the true ecclesia, the true life, man, is going to live. Hallelujah. The plan of God is working. And the residence, the homecoming, the well-being, the place of truth in each of us has been prepared. We are the heirs of salvation. Glory to God. The heirs of deliverance, because that's what salvation means now. And so what are they coming out to? The resurrection. Life out of death. Life out of death that allows us to live according to the plan of God now. Let's look in Romans 8:2. Glory to Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I praise you, my Father. Now, for the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being has freed me from the law of sin and death. Now, this is resurrection talk. Hallelujah. Life talk now. The law of our new being, see, we take up residence in the Holy Spirit. We give ourselves unto Him. We ask the Lord to teach us. We get honest with the Lord. We begin to realize that God's laws are our protection. God's laws free us from the blasphemous curses of death. God's laws protect us from the evil one. And the law of the Spirit of life has freed us from the law of sin and death. We are living tonight because He lives. Hallelujah. We have come out of death and we are Grasha Berebahaya. We are the tabernacle of the living God in this hour, a life force in this earth that our Father has called into being before the foundation of the world. And He put breath and life into His true ecclesia that they would stand in this final hour and usher in His millennial purpose. He's closing this day. And I'll be having some more to say about that the Lord has been talking to me about. But the law of the Spirit of life, see. And He gave us grace with its fact of time so that with His favor we could obey His laws and learn the discipline of God, which is our protection. That's right. When there's coming a day, you see, when deliverance will be finished in you. There's coming a day when He will speak and you will obey His word. There's coming a day when no more crisis, no more trials, because holiness is the way that you are in. And in Him, you are holy, complete. Your desire is to please Him. And in pleasure, see, in pleasing Him, deliverance has brought you to discipline. And discipline, obedience, our protection, keeps the captive from being bound up in the strife of death and learn how to live with Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Let us understand. Deliverance is kremyosiba. Bohromushemitisata. Deliverance is a quality of life that enables us to see His glory. Deliverance is a quality of life that brings exactness, obedience, like the blinders on the horse, you know, the letter right in front of you, you don't look to the right or to the left. You're seeking the Lord. Your desire is to please Him. A life word and a life people. Why must we stop living to die? Why must this last enemy be gone? So that life, which is called to remain, shall be in its fullest glory as we rule and reign with Him. Yea, the kings and the priests, the lords, the fivefold ministers, the apostles, the preachers, the teachers, the apostles, the prophets are in the earth. God is not tardy. His hour is not late. His word is fulfilled. And the agelessness of life is being felt in the true ecclesia. And the transparency of light, the light in this earth, is calling forth the dominion of truth, and all who express it shall follow after Him whithersoever He goeth. The true light is in this earth. This earth, and He is illumining every person. Yea, beloved, we are changing. We are changing, and He is showing forth the life that is the preparation of all His eternal purpose. Yea, death has truly been swallowed up in victory. And life is in the blood. And the blood has been ratified. And you have been justified. And that possession is yours. Because He lives. You and I live also. Hallelujah now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:19 now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love you. I love you so much, Lord. And I praise you, my Father, because your everlasting word is shedding light upon our understanding. And we're moving on in, Lord Jesus. We're not afraid in the sense of death. We're not living to die, but we're living to live, yea. And the power of an indestructible life is being felt in this earth. And our life people are rising to the glory of your word. And all that you have spoken is sounding and resounding in this earth. And out of death, a life people are emerging, and the grave no longer will have a victory. And yea, you've received a new name, and no more will the name of your natural man be the control that you go by. For yea, you have received the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And in His name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, and the name of Jesus is in your mouth. And beloved, in His name we shall overcome all the powers of death, all the principalities and the rulers of death. And yea, we shall live in Him, because He, Rachar, has planned it so in our behalf. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, in 1 Corinthians now 15 and the 19th verse, it says, if we who are abiding in Christ have hope only in this life, and that is all, then we are of all people most miserable and to be pitied. But the fact is that Christ the Messiah has been raised from the dead, and He became the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep in death. For since it was through a man that death came into the world, it is also through a man that the resurrection of the dead has come. See, we are born anew. The Spirit, the law of life, the Spirit of life in our new being has freed us from the law of sin and death. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God now. And just because of union of nature, see, that's like the vow of the marriage, becoming one in Him, see. Because of the union of nature, in Adam all people die, see. That was the way we were. But the law of life has freed us from the law of sin and death. We stop living to die, see. When you can begin to command life into all your circumstances, you live because He lives. Now, we do not view our walk in the Spirit with a death understanding anymore. We are a new creation man. So, just because of and virtue of their union of nature, see, shall all in Christ be made alive. See, we were all born in sin, every one of us shaping in the lawlessness, the iniquity of our ancestors' past. Every one of us bruised with that seed of rebellion. Every one of us shaping to the point of the nature of that Adamic nature. Seen. You got eyes like your grandma. You got knobby knees like your Uncle Joe. See? You got a personality like Grandma so-and-so. See? We have taken on the shape of that first Adam nature. But beloved, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have, and because of the union of dwelling, of being in Him, we've got a new nature, a new life, living in Him, a union principle like the vow of the marriage, making us one in Him, so that the image, hallelujah, of the pattern is being formed in us. We stop living to die and start living to live. The law of the Spirit of life has freed us from the law of sin and death. See, I'm no longer bound by the curses of rebellion from ancestors past, because covenant promise through the blood of Jesus Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. Living to live. Hallelujah. But it says each in its own rank and turn. See, every one of us have been so accustomed to the tangible realm, it has been difficult for us to see beyond the sense and the feeling realm where we're at home. But at being born by the Spirit and being raised to newness of life because of our inheritance through the blood of Jesus Christ, our spirit man, with the endowment of life, the resurrection life, the power of an endless and an indestructible life, we must now begin to live in the authority of the fact of life now. You see, in the tangible, we hurt, we cry, we have self-pity, we're blind. In the tangible, we hurt, we cry, we have self-pity, we're blind, we're deaf, we're caught up in the things that concern our flesh. But in the spirit man, join heirs of Jesus Christ. We live in hallelujah because He lives justified. Nothing in that death power can exert dominion over me. I am a new creation, born anew, because He called me. Whew, hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. See, He gave us life now. You see, when we can begin to teach life to the body, they won't mind kicking death out of their way. You will see them scramble out of the grave. You will see them erase their name off of that old tombstone that they thought, well, my daddy was a Baptist and I'll be a Baptist all my life. I can say that because I used to be a Baptist. I was a Methodist too, and I was a Nazarene a while, and I went to the Assemblies of God a while. I was a hungry girl looking, hallelujah, and thank you, Lord. I learned good things from every one of them, but glory to God, I came on, hallelujah. Now, we are all growing up, see, and He's not done with us yet, and He's working that work within us, and we're here this week to deal with our flesh man and learn how to live in the Spirit. It's glorious. It's wonderful. I know there's several here in this room that live by faith. I tell you, this is the most wonderful thing that I have ever experienced, the faith walk. It is so glorious to see how my Father provides. And I went around in that death realm for years so afraid to turn loose in my job and my security that I thought that I had to have. When God was calling me and making me ready, I was like the guy on the yo-yo, up and down and up and down. And that was like my last cord that I had to cut. And you know, when it came time, it's the easiest transition I ever made. I just, whoo! Hallelujah. And the Lord began to just open the doors and call us forth. So wonderful. Living in the Spirit, see. Stop allowing your natural mind of sense and feeling to dictate to your man-child. Now, see, let your spirit man grow up and handle the Word. It's the Word of God, and it belongs to you, and it shapes you into His glory. It makes you Rahamiah, bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. The plan of God, the image and likeness of obedience, called out, separated from the world. Nothing in this death realm could hold sway or claim upon the sons of God as they stand in the authority of life and command death to be loosed from them in the name of Jesus. Now, each in its own rank and turn, Paul says to the Corinthians. And then those who are Christ will be resurrected at His coming now. Let's get this matter of His coming understood. There's three comings that I can see. He came as a babe in swaddling clothes and was laid in a manger. Left His kingly robes in some celestial hallway. and came so that you and I could see life in the natural sense realm and the feeling realm and become acquainted with it. And he came again after laying his life on Calvary's cross. He went to the cross as one man, knowing he would come again in a many-membered body. And he's coming again after every enemy has been put under our feet. When he, and after this, let me just start with the beginning of the verse, 23rd verse now. But each in his own rank and turn, Christ the Messiah is the first fruits. Then those who are Christ's own will be resurrected at his coming. And that's what happened to you and I. We were born anew. We were resurrected into life. He is the firstborn of the dead, beloved. But you and I have the endowment of that life force, glory to God. And it's living in the midst of you. And because he lives, you and I live also. And the power of an endless and an indestructible life came to you when you met him at Calvary. Hallelujah. But like little babies, like little baby Isaac was, Abraham said, we're going to have a big feast tomorrow. We're going to take Isaac off the bottle and he's going to sit at the table and eat the meat. And here's little Isaac over in the corner just crying and carrying on because he wanted his mama's meat. That old meat didn't taste good to him. He had never tasted it before. God's had his plan ready for all of us. And because we did not know or understand, and because it wasn't his timing at that point of our salvation in the blessings of life, he has matured us. He has brought us little by little into all of his promises, just like he did the children of Israel. That's a whole wonderful message to preach. Each of us, he knows how you hurt. He knows where you stumble and fall. He knows everything about you. The hair of your head is numbered. He knows that your days are numbered. He knows your frame. And he knows his plan for you. And is bringing its exactness into being. And now, this word is being taught, a life word, because it's time to grow up and to mature. Because darkness, or the death realm, is gaining such powers because it's being ministered to on every hand. And the children of God, as knowledge increases in the natural realm, so too knowledge increases in the realm of the Spirit. Why would we not expect not to know more? God, the Revealer has come. Revelation, knowledge is flowing forth. And the more we remove the darkness, the death realm out of our being, the more we take the controls of death and put them under our feet and stop allowing Satan to harass us and stop allowing our mind to be cluttered with the bondage of death and loose ourselves to the power of the Word and begin to trust what Jesus said and begin to live in his presence and seek his face and inquire of him and lay before him and let our desires be for him and not for the things of the world. The more we begin to grow up, see, the more we're going to see, hallelujah, this man-child arise. I tell you, he's here. And this is the finest hour. Whew, what a privilege to be called into life in this hour. And it's Guranihai. We flee from us the power of death in the name of Jesus. We pull down the strongholds wherever they are. And we command life now. And after that comes the end, the completion, when He delivers over the kingdom to God, the Father, after rendering inoperable and abolishing every other rule and authority and power. And what does He say? For Christ must be king and reign until He has put all His enemies under His feet. And the last enemy to be subdued is death. And we've been having some problems with that death realm because that's where we lived all our life until we met Jesus. But it's time to begin to live according to the plan of God with the power of life in the midst of you and expect God in everything that concerns you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Corinthians 4, 6. Let me see. Let me find it here. Oh, that's a good one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Now, hallelujah. 4:4 For the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds that they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, the Messiah, who is the image and the likeness of God. See? For what we preach is not ourselves, he says, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves merely as your servants and slaves for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts so as to beam forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God as it is manifest in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ the Messiah. See, when you get your eyes off of the death realm and begin to look at the bread of the face, the life of Jesus, your new residence place is in the Father. Hallelujah. Living in Him now. However we possess this precious treasure of divine light, see, we must show forth truth to the body. When they can see life, they can be set free from the law of sin and death. Now, the law of the Spirit. Hallelujah. God's laws are our protection now. However we possess this precious treasure of divine light of the gospel in this frail human vessels of earth, that the grandeur and the exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be of God and not of ourselves now. We're seeing a lot of things go on in the church realm right now of psychic phenomena. It's not of God. It's of the people. Lying wonders. Things going on that are bruising the people's mind to the power of death. People want to run to a prophet to get a word from God and spend their day trying to work it out instead of being in the Word and letting God's Word cleanse and bring forth understanding so that we can deal with ourselves. God is not going to exalt your flesh no matter how good you think it is. And no matter how many prophets tell you how good you are and where you are in God, your flesh man is not going to sit in His throne. That's what He said to me, and I believe we all alike. You know. Hallelujah. I said, "This stuff's not going to sit in my throne." I said, "Thank you, Lord. I want to be rid of it." We pull down this death realm because we're living in the kingdom of God in the Spirit. Hallelujah now. Glory to Jesus. And what's happening? Every time we get delivered, more glory, more anointing, more Jesus seen. And then there's coming a time when the world will look for you and they won't see you. You know why? They're going to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Because your real life is hid in Christ, in God. and the word that's nigh you, even in your mouth, is exalting and lifting up and praising and magnifying the Lord your God. And His image that He has called forth is being seen in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, let us understand what you are saying now. Well, I'd like to do all the rest of that, but let's go on. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:4. For while we're still in this tent, we groan under the burden and we sigh deeply, weighted down, depressed and oppressed. Not that we want to put off the body, that's the clothing of the Spirit, but rather that we should be or would be further clothed. So what is mortal, our dying body, may be swallowed up by life after this resurrection. See, after the resurrection. See, we're living, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Galatians 6:8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's how we know what to do. For he who sows to his own flesh, that's his lower nature, his sensuality, will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. See why living in the Spirit is your protection. But he who sows to the Spirit, will from the Spirit reap life eternal. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. So, now, let's go to 2 Timothy 1:10. I'm just about through here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, 10th verse, first chapter, 2 Timothy. It is that purpose and grace which now is made known and is fully disclosed and made real to us through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who annulled death and made it of no effect and brought life and immortality. Now, what did the law of our new being, the law of the Spirit of life, do? It freed us from the law of sin and death. Jesus Christ, as His heir, He has annulled it and made it of no effect. Now, I'm still not talking about your flesh man of sense and reason. I'm talking to your spirit man, where life is forever. I'm talking to the Spirit of God in you, that we might understand He hasn't brought us this far to wind down and lay in a grave somewhere, but He's brought us this far that we might live in Him forever. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus annulled death and He made it of no effect. Now, how can it have effect if you don't know the Word and you don't believe? Now, doubt, unbelief belong in the death realm. Doubt and unbelief produce faithlessness. Doubt and unbelief produce faithlessness and death. We cannot allow doubt and unbelief. Now, in the name of Jesus, we are set free. We command, we possess His name. In the name of Jesus, we command that death struggle to loose us. Hallelujah. No more jealousy. No more hatred. No more envy. No more curse of illegitimacy. No more curse of the bondages of death. No more curses of rebellion. Because the law of the Spirit of life, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has freed us. Death has been enough. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. And by His stripes, I'm healed. Amen. Immortality, process, possessed by each of us. Deliverance, chrishume, put right there in the middle. That lawlessness, rebellion, He has delivered us. He was bruised so that our bruise will have no more effect. Oh, let us see it, Lord. The pattern has been given, and life, hallelujah, is there now. He has annulled death and made it of no effect and brought life and immortality. That is immunity from eternal death. He's brought it to light. Where? Through the gospel. Now, how are we going to know that we're qualifying in this place? 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed over out of death into life by the fact that we love the brethren. Man, it's so easy, we will run right past it. Hallelujah. Our fellow Christians. Let me read again. We know that we have passed over out of death into life by the fact that we love the brethren. He who does not love abides, remains, is held and kept continually in spiritual death. Now, there's the plumb line, the measuring rod. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deliverance is the children's bread. Deliverance can't be ministered outside of love. It becomes condemnation, and it produces fear, and it causes pain. But when deliverance is entered into with love and compassion and desire to see that person set free, beloved, God is love. Let's let our spirit man grow up and begin to live in life. Hallelujah. Now, finally, in closing, let's go back to Proverbs, please. The 12th chapter and the 28th verse. Life is in the way of righteousness. That's moral and spiritual recessitude. In every area and relationships, every relationship, everything that we give ourselves to. Life is in the way of righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is a many-sided word. It's truth. It's understanding. It's counsel. It's obedience. It's God. Righteousness is truth, the Holy Spirit. Righteousness is God's way, His plan, our protection now. Life is in the way of righteousness, okay? And in its pathway, there is no death. Now, when we get honest with God, we get set free from the bondage of death, we stop allowing the sense realm, the tangible, be our minister. We start allowing the Holy Ghost to minister the leadership, hallelujah, of the Spirit, so that we know the very thought of God and His unction of ministry. We're not going off tooting our own horn or trying to build a kingdom under a man. But when we live in the Spirit, we're conscious of the Spirit way, the Spirit life, the Spirit authority, the Spirit dominion. When you live with somebody, you get to know them pretty well. Life in Christ Jesus. Let's get to know Him and the power outflowing from His resurrection. In this pathway of righteousness, there is no death. There's immortality, perpetual. That's continuous. Eternal life. Eternal means to know God. That's what it says in St. John 17. To know God. Perpetually knowing God. Taking up residence in Him. Living forever. His mind, His heart understood because we're there in Him. Oh Lord, in whatever condition I find myself in, wherever I am, You are there. If I go to the pit of hell, You are there. If I rise to the highest heaven, You are there. Because You are in me, and I am in You. And life is the way of righteousness. And in Him, He has called us to live forever. They thought it was scrap pick learning at Mars Hill just because He taught Jesus and the resurrection. Beloved, this is a new day. And we're a people with life, hallelujah, on our mind. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads. Oh, my Father, how good it is. How good it is to know You, Lord. How good it is to be acquainted with Your resurrection. Hallelujah. How good it is to live in the Spirit. How good it is to walk before You, Lord. How good it is to know that You're ever mindful of everything that concerns us. Oh, Lord. Oh, Rashakarabahaya. We groan inwardly, Lord. Oh, Labrasakara. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Let the word pour forth. Hallelujah. Let healing come to the true ecclesia. Let the rise in power and dominion. Death has been annulled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it has no power over us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Show me to me, Lord. Oh, bless you, Minitaya. Oh, my precious Father, I praise Your name, Lord, and I bless You, Lord. Now, we're going to end this year in a blaze of glory. Hallelujah. We are here to do business, hallelujah, with the Lord. You're going away from here this week, deliverers. Hallelujah. Bless you, man. With a word in your mouth, a two-edged sword. Oh, knowing who You are. Hallelujah. We're going to rule and reign in this earth. I bless the name of the Lord now. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I just am seeking for the mind of the Lord how to close. I tell you, there's such an anointing here, I am trembling inside. Father, we just praise You. Let's just worship Him a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, truly, this is holy ground, Lord. This is holy ground, Lord. This is holy ground, Lord. This is what You have commissioned and called forth, Lord. Oh, Rabba Rabba Baba Sata Kamahaya. Oh, let me decrease, Lord, and You increase, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Come, 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 Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. For yea, I have brought you forth that you might ride upon the high places of the earth. I have given you power and authority and dominion to know me, saith the Lord. I call you forth this hour to stand firm in the treasures of truth and allow my word to permeate your being and to cause your babe to be caught up in me, saith the Lord. Let life be caught up in me, saith the Lord, that you might know my word, that you might stand in the authority of truth and reign in this hour in the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Father, make us one mind and one accord this week. Knit together, Lord, the true body, Lord. And oh, Father, let us become one in understanding, one in anointing, and let the oppressed and the oppressor be cast out. And all of the bondages of death be put from us. Like him who sheds a garment, let us break the curse of death from the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
We worship you, O Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Of the Lord, for the Lord is here.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Well, get all the rest you can, because you're going to need it. Amen. 8:30 for breakfast.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.